tragic youth was Lee, looking young and sexy. Tragic youth was wearing tattered black jeans, bearing arms and flaunting all her mischief. The tragic youth was going down on me, and I swear, ooh, yes, I swear. I saw the film Reality last night. It's a really great movie. It's very very different to anything I've ever seen. It tells the story of FBI agents swarming into some young girl's property, young lady's property, who, while working for the government, may or may not have done something she wasn't allowed to do. And what makes it different is it's about a single incident. It's about a moment in time. It's about something that is relatively trivial and yet fundamental. And the way it's shot and the way it's acted, and particularly the pace of the film, it's very slow, really gets under your skin. It's what it becomes is a movie about what we're being told, what is the truth, and whether or not you can beat or indeed affect the system. What is the system? Well, not just in this film, but generally, it's the people in power, the rich, the privileged. In whatever walk of life, these people are in charge. And can you beat them? Can you beat them? No. That's the reality. They never tell you the truth. Things are ultimately and always for self-interest rather than greater good. And people spend their lives fighting against the system, like the rocks trying to hold back the tides. Eventually, they're going to break you down. Eventually. Gonna win and laugh at you. They're laughing at you as you're protesting. People spend their lives protesting, posting on Twitter, trying to mobilize people to these systems down, and I respect these people, of course I do, but essentially you are just people wearing bin bags and gluing yourselves to lampposts, and very quickly you're going to be hoovered up and dumped on the nutter pile. The truth is, sadly, only a handful of people throughout history have ever succeeded in beating the system in this way. And then, as I say, almost always another system just pops up in its place. I swear. Reality. So what can we do? What can you do? Well, you can always do what is in your control. You can create a new system for yourself. If not for everyone, then the people you know. The people you can affect. That's something we can all do. And by doing that, you don't have to stand in the street. You don't have to put on a bin bag. Glue yourself to the street and create a three-hour fucking tailback on the motorway, like there was the other day when a five-hour journey became 8 or 9 hours. You can do it without that. You can do it without shouting into the black hole on social media. You can make a difference, just in your small way. Create a little system. And then you're making a difference. You're truly making a difference. And a positive one, not just a negative one, as I call you a cunt in my car, sitting there for 3 hours, wishing I could glue your head. So that it was fine. You know what I'm saying? Make a positive difference. And if everyone did that, together, we could truly make a new reality.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.